Why are estate agents so bad at training and development? Today, I'm joined by Sylvia Aldawi, who is a Dubai estate agency guru, ex-Lauriston's and Northfield's director, so she knows the London market as well really well. Why are estate agents so awful at training and, more importantly, development? Because I asked you before you kicked off, what's training and development like in Dubai, and your words were?
Well, it's worse than it is in the UK, but the UK is still not great either.
I mean, I'm aware, you know, I would assume the top 20, top 30 UK estate agents, and there's about 11, 1200 of them in the UK, but I would assume that the top, excluding the top 50, we'll say top 50, don't have a training department. Mm. I cannot count, I cannot get past those pinkies of trainers.
Yeah.
So 10 estate, well, it's actually 7 or 8, mm, between over 12,000 estate agents. That's not very good, is it?
No. And in Dubai, you've got 15,000 estate agents, and I can't get past the number on my
you've
on
got one hand.
Yeah.
So you're even worse.
So I don't know if I'm in the wrong business.
I think a lot of people mix up training and development. Training is learning how to do the job, but developing is development. And isn't it interesting that you know, we want to be a profession, and every profession, like accountants, solicitors, doctors, go on continued professional development. We don't have that in the UK. Okay, I know property mark does, but hardly anyone's in that. You know, I think it's 25% of estate agents are in property mark, and most of that is probably just going to a conference anyway.
Yeah. That's it. It's just once a year at a conference, and you'll hear a couple of keynote speaks.
That counts as your
continued development.
Nothing wrong with that. What do you think the answer is? I mean, in the UK, they're talking about regulating estate agents. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think any form of regulation for the greater good is welcome. What I would say is that development is not the responsibility of purely the agency. Everybody in their role as a human being, as a professional, should take it upon themselves to ensure that they're staying up to date with whatever career that they've chosen.
Yeah, both legally with legislation, which does it, but also psychological training, sales training, because, you know, we're in a people business. You need to learn how people make decisions. Yeah. I find it fascinating. People don't.
Absolutely. And my mum's got this saying. She's like, nowadays with YouTube, there is no excuse to be stupid. Anything you want can be found on YouTube. There's a podcast for everything. Yeah. So instead of, you know, going into a daze and watching EastEnders or, you know,
go out my pub.
Listen to my podcast,
Get
Golden
down
Nuggets
upstairs.
With Sylvia Aldawi.
Get down upstairs. Sorry, that's EastEnders. Oh, you missed that in Dubai, do you?
I miss Only Fools and Horses. Oh. At Christmas, but yeah, I'm back now, so I get to watch Delboy and Rodney. So I would say take it upon yourself. Don't wait for your company to develop you and train you. There's a lot of free resources. Then we have to go outside. There's, you know, Ryan Serhants. Unfortunately, we do have to go to the US or
still selling houses, though.
Australia. Yeah, he's still selling houses.
Tom Panos. Yeah.
I'm the Dubai equivalent, but also my training is relevant to real estate agents. It's not just specific to Dubai. I can relate to UK agents as well. So I hope someone will find use in my training as well.
Good stuff. Let's just have a little plug for your podcast.
So my podcast is Golden Nuggets with Sylvia Aldawi. It's published weekly every Tuesday. And we're talking to all the real estate industry leaders, prop tech, agents that have got amazing social media. We've got data people. We've got social media experts. We've got everything relevant to real estate agents that are ambitious and aspiring.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll just have a little screen wipe right now where we can see all the links and a little screenshot. So here we go. Whoosh.
Whoosh.
And there we go. Thank you. Sylvia, thank you for coming up to Grantham today. I know you're only in the UK for a couple of weeks. Come to see your parents for Christmas. This will be coming out in early 2024. Thank you for taking the time and trouble of coming up to Grantham.
My pleasure. And I wish you a fantastic 2024.
Thank you very much.